Okay, folks, welcome back to the second hour of the Officer Jack McLam program. Now, I want to remind you folks that we have great, I mean absolutely great patriotic Jews here in America. I know a lot of them that work with me and have worked with me for 29 years trying to awaken our police and military to get back under the Constitution of the United States and save America from these Satanist Antichrist forces that have come across this nation. And I will say, too, folks, that these Jewish patriots here in America, great Jewish patriots in uniform, many of them, but also in the private sector, too, many of them are Khazar Jews. Okay? Now, they're Khazar Jews because they still follow the Talmud. Okay? And if they got out of that, if they were Khazars from Khazaria in Eastern Europe, and they became communist and Marxist, they would have thrown out the Jewish religion for atheism, and they would revert back to Gentiles, okay? Now, some of them have. We've got a good brother who has gone to Christianity, so he can't call himself a Jew anymore because he's a Khazar. His background's Khazaria in Eastern Europe, and he won't let you call him a Jew anymore. Very unusual. Very unusual. It's the truth, though. And so we've got great American Jews in this country that are helping us fight for liberty and freedom, folks. And many of them are Christians, like Steve Wahlberg, who wrote the fantastic book, End Time Delusions. Okay, Steve Wahlberg is a Christian Jew, and his family just are so upset with him for turning Christian, but he found out the truth. And Steve Wahlberg wrote End Time Delusions, talking about the delusions Christians are under in this country, believing that the Jews over there in the Holy Land are God's chosen people. He covers that in his book, End Time Delusions, says, no, not true, and proves it out of the King James Bible. But let's get back to the 13th tribe here real quick, folks. We have callers on the line already. Hang on, callers. We'll get to you in just a little bit here. The 13th tribe by Arthur Koestler, you can get it once again at this website for free, www.abbc.net/Koestler. And once again, it's spelled strangely, Koestler, and that's not an F, that's S as in Sierra, Koes, like in Sierra, Teller, / Wester, Wester, 6, .htm, all right? So there's three very vital books for all Christians especially to read and all people in America to read that will prove to you that our ministers have been lied to in seminaries by satanic forces that took them over in the beginning of the 19th century, folks. And they're bringing these lies and untruths back to you in your churches and teaching you these things that are not true at all. And so you need to read these Jewish, don't listen to this old Irish cop, don't listen to me about Jewish subjects, but listen to the Jews themselves. And Jack Bernstein was a great American patriot Jew who wrote The Life of an American Jew in Racist Marxist Israel. Benjamin H. Friedman was a fantastic American patriot. He was the head of the Pillsbury Soap Company in New York and a lawyer, and he gave away his millions trying to preach the truth to people and became a pauper before he was murdered by the Mossad and Shin Bet. We'll be right back.
Here's something. It doesn't matter if you're white, black, red, purple, fen, fat, or oblong. If you're eating food, you need to clean out the inside of your body. Why? Because undigested food and toxic chemicals build up in the digestive tract every day. If you think this can't hurt you, think again. It already has. Indigestion, bloating, gas, irregularity, and constipation are all connected to this toxic buildup. Here's what you can do about it. Take a supplement called AlloCleanse. It's all natural, and it gently cleanses the entire digestive tract. All that leftover junk inside your body gets flushed away, and your bathroom habits suddenly become a whole lot smoother. Laugh all you want, but it's true. And it's why millions of people use AlloCleanse daily. They get more energy, they're healthier, and they look better. You'd be surprised. To try AlloCleanse risk-free, call 1-800-547-6603. That's 1-800-547-6603. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on to the AlloEase colon banner and learn more about this product.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Question: is the world getting better or vastly worse? A world economic collapse could come any day. Question: are you prepared or are you ignoring the signs? Question: do you have 7 years of healthy food for your family? Answer. Go to survivalistseeds.com now. 12,000 seeds giving you 5,000 pounds of food for just 4 pennies a pound. Without a long-term food solution, your choices are limited. Visit survivalistseeds.com and check out our doomsday water filter system. Without water, you die. It's all online at survivalistseeds.com. Are you prepared? That's survivalistseeds.com. Go to survivalistseeds.com. Do it now or become property of the New World Order.
Welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program, folks. And before we go to our callers, the screens are lighting up here with callers. I thank you so much for calling in, but let me cover one more short thing before we go to our callers. The IAEA, okay, the International Atomic Energy Agency, is really ticking off the communist Zionist neocon Trotskyites that are running America today, folks. They run our military, they run the White House, they run the Capitol, the Senate, and the Supreme Court. They run it all. They're ticking them off because they keep proving that Iran is not making nuclear weapons. And, of course, the communist Zionist neocon Trotskyites are working under the leadership of the communist Zionist synagogue of Satan that's running Israel, okay? Israel is running the United States today. The neocon Trotskyites are the communist Zionists that are running Israel. And that's why we're going to fight these wars for Israel over there, the communist Zionists, Gentiles that call themselves Jews. But the IAEA, once again, folks, is really ticking them off, the International Atomic Energy Agency. Because it keeps saying that they've had 17 unannounced inspections in Iran's nuclear plants. And they find nothing at all. Just like for 6 years, we've had our intel, military intel people telling us here at Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter and Police and Military Against the New World Order that they, too, can find no evidence, have found no evidence that Iran's making nuclear weapons. The point is, folks, that Iran needs to be taken over for the communist Zionist Gentiles that call themselves Jews in Israel. They want Iran. They want Iraq. They want Afghanistan. They want the whole Middle East under their total control. And we have to go in and lose the lives of tens of thousands of Americans and have tens of thousands disabled for the communist Zionist Gentiles that call themselves Jews. We have to go do their bidding because they totally control the White House, the Republican Party, the Democratic Party, the Pentagon, the Congress, and the Senate today. All right? We have a very brave young lady, Colonel Kawakoski. Okay? Colonel Kawakoski was a young lady who just retired from the military after 20 years in the Air Force and 10 years in the Pentagon. And there she was the political military affairs officer for sub-Saharan Africa and the Middle East, okay? And Karen Kawakoski, I guess it is, very strange last name, made this statement after being in the Pentagon for 10 years that the neocons had taken over. And we have this in Aid and Abet. We have her speech in Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter, last spring's copy, okay? And at the very end of her sentence here, folks, this is what she says of her speech. She ends her speech by saying this: I have two sons, and I will not allow either of them to serve in the United States military. In fact, if you join the military now in America, you will not be defending America and the American people. Not at all. You will be helping certain wealthy, high-placed policy members, the Council on Foreign Relations members, pursue a private imperialist agenda by using our military. So see, folks, after 10 years in the Pentagon and seeing the neocon Trotskyites come in there, the communist Zionist neocon Trotskyites take over, she knows that when you join the military today, just like Colonel Bogreit said, that he wouldn't let any of his children join the military either because of the same reason. You will not be fighting for America or the American people. You'll be fighting for these wealthy, unbelievably wealthy, high-placed communist Zionists who control much of the world today, the Western world for sure. And you will not be fighting for America or the American people. That's baloney. And Karen Kawakoski, Colonel Karen Kawakoski, said that in her speech, which is in our newsletter of June, spring of 2007. Okay, back to this Iran not making nuclear weapons. Okay, now how does the IAEA know that they're not making nuclear weapons? How does our six, well, I didn't want to give out that number, but we have intel people, six of them, military intel people that have been looking at Iran for 6 years, trying to discover any evidence whatsoever that they're making nuclear weapons, and they've not been able to discover any. And here's one of the most important reasons why, folks. Every time they do an unannounced inspection of the nuclear plants in Iran, and they're allowed to, under the Iranian process and program, to make these unannounced inspections at any plant in the country, they find that uranium-235 is being enriched to less than 5%. Listen to me carefully now, folks. The uranium-235 that makes nuclear weapons is being enriched to less than 5%. Now, the rate that is consistent with building nuclear bombs, nuclear arms production, must be enriched to a level of 90% or more. You can't make a nuclear bomb with enriching it less than 5%. Usually it's 3.5% to make nuclear energy. And they have not found any anywhere in that country, folks, that is being enriched to the level of 90%. So it matches identical to our military intel people that have been telling us they, too, have not found any evidence that Iran's making nuclear weapons. The point is, just like Iraq, the communist Zionist Gentiles that call themselves Jews want control of the whole Middle East, and they're using the blood of our brothers and sisters, sons and daughters, to do just that. And we're going to go bomb Iran, if God allows it, in the weeks ahead, the months ahead, okay, and take over Iran for the communist Zionist Gentiles that call themselves Jews, okay, with the blood of our soldiers and our Air Force and so forth. So anyway, folks, let's go to our callers now, go to our callers and start getting our calls in here. But just keep this in mind, folks, keep your prayers going. Please, please, please keep your prayers going. That and also, I would call your elected things and tell them to look at the new International Atomic Energy Agency's report that they've had 17 more unannounced inspections in the Iranian nuclear plants and can't find any evidence that any nuclears or bombs are being made anywhere. Just like Iran has always cried out and said, we are making nuclear energy. We are not making nuclear bombs. Even though, folks, they would have a right to do that because the communist Zionists, Gentiles that call themselves Jews that are so aggressive, and the Jewish American people hate the Zionists so much. Millions of American Jews hate the Zionists so much they formed three different websites. I can think of two right now. I don't have them here in front of me, but one is JewsAgainstZionism.com, JewsAgainstZionism.com, and the other one is JewsNotZionist.org. And I can't think of the third one. I have it written down here, but I can't find it right this minute. But they know that the Zionists are not Jewish people. They're communists, and they're picking wars all throughout the Middle East and having Americans fight it and die and bleed for it and be disabled for it so that they can take over the whole Middle East and set up their Antichrist world government system. All right, let's go to John in Tennessee now. John, welcome to the program, brother. Oh, John dropped. Oh, hey, John, call back again, brother, if you would. Let's go to Dave in Massachusetts. Brother Dave, good to hear you again.
Hello, Brother Jack.
Good to talk to you again, brother. Hope you're doing well.
I'm doing okay, Jack. It's pretty depressing, though, Jack. I have to admit it, you know?
It is. It truly is, brother.
I try to, like all good patriots, I try to fight the depression and stuff, you know, and just stay positive and stay active and do what I can do. And
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a Tex Mars has, oh, what an incredible message he has this week, Jack. At his website, powerofprophecy.com,
uh-huh.
And you click on Strange Domination is what he entitled his message, Strange Domination.
Okay, hold on, brother. I hear the music. We're going to go to break. Be right back. Yeah, powerofprophecy.com, is that right?
Yes.
Good. Okay, hang on. We'll be right back.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Pain. It's a warning signal to the body, the same as that warning buzzer is to your car. They both are signals that you have trouble that needs attention. Cutting the wire to the warning sound sure doesn't fix the problem of the car, and taking a pill to numb the brain to kill the pain sure doesn't fix the problem of the body either. If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired all the time, try Lee's Fountain of Youth. Be clean, healthy, happy, and young. Call 740-783-0021 today. The Lord didn't make the body to have pain. That is just a warning signal to get your attention that the body has a problem and you need to fix it, not take a pill to numb the brain. Lee's Fountain of Youth works with Mother Nature to clean the body and jumpstart your circulation to heal your cells. The Fountain of Youth is the only thing in the world with the same universal electrical energy as the body, and just 2 hours in the fountain will pull the heavy metal toxins out. Visit leesfountainofyouth.com or call to ask about your free visit to Lee's Fountain of Youth, 740-783-0021. That's 740-783-0021.
Program on the Great Republic Broadcasting Network again, and let's go right back to Brother Dave in Massachusetts. Go right ahead, Dave.
In this message by text this week, he talks a little bit about his background when he was a kid growing up and everything, you know.
Ah, I see. Yeah, I haven't seen that one yet.
Yeah, it's very interesting and everything, and of course, I could always sense, even before I heard Tex talk about his childhood and everything. I mean, I always sensed, Jack, that, you know, Tex definitely grew up in the school of hard knocks and everything. I knew he came from a very underprivileged background and everything. I could just sense that. I don't know why. I could just sense that.
Uh-huh.
Hey, help. Did you possibly find the time, Jack, to listen to President Ahmadinejad's address to the United Nations?
I've got his whole speech here. I haven't had time to read the whole thing yet. Hang on, brother. Hang on just a minute. Hello, are you there?
I'm here, Jack.
Hey, good. Okay, yeah, my phone was going out on me. I had to change phones here. Go right ahead, brother.
I I thought it was an incredible speech, Jack. I just listened to it once. I'm going to listen to it again.
Uh-huh.
I'll probably listen to it several times.
He is very impressive, brother. He's very impressive. Now, I'm kind of a biased guy that believes that all national leaders lie a little bit. But I'll tell you what, I would, with what I've heard from our military intel people about the lies we've told about him, for example, him saying that that he wanted to wipe Israel off the map, which he's never uttered. Our military intel people tell us that he's never said that, but that's what our media tells us all the time, that he said he wanted to wipe Israel off the map. And the lies we tell about the nuclear program over there that doesn't exist, I don't know, brother. I believe him more than what I believe any of our leaders here, but Ron Paul, you know, in this country.
Yeah, Jack, you know, this. I thought it was a very inspired speech, actually, you know, a God-inspired speech. And and of course, I have, there's a website devoted to that lie that I don't have it handy, Jack, but you can find it on the web, exactly what President Ahmadinejad said, and he didn't say he was going to wipe Israel off the map
at
all.
That's
a complete mistranslation. It's to the point that it's an outright lie that he said that.
It is.
And,
it is. He talked about what the Jews, millions of Jews, talk about, and that is getting rid of communist Zionism over there that is causing the Jews all the problems. You know, and he talked about that he hopes one day that they'll just run into the sea and drown, the communist Zionists, and that's exactly what the two websites talk about against Zionism. And so he's never said he wanted to wipe Israel off the map. You know, they had 200,000 Jewish men, women, and children there in Iran until recently the communist Zionist Gentiles that call themselves Jews told them to get out of Iran. And they were living perfect lives. They were prosperous, had no problems at all with Ahmadinejad or with the Iranian government whatsoever. We had 200,000 Christians living there too. Now, it's interesting, nobody's told the Christians to get out, but the Jews have been told to get out, to abandon their lives there in Iran, because they're going to kill 50 million Iranians in this bombing coming up. And so, but no, these Jews were living perfect lives there. And we have Jewish brothers and sisters in the military that have told me that some of these Iranian Jews are their relatives, and they've told them that they're living perfect lives over there. They have no persecution at all in Iran. So that puts the lie to this fact, too, that Ahmadinejad said that he wanted to kill all the Israelis and run them in, you know, and just wipe them off the map. So you're right, brother.
Yeah, they have... you know, they consider people of the Jewish faith and the Christian faith that the Muslims believe that we're all people of faith, Jack. You know, they're not gonna persecute Jews or Christians that live in Iran. The Zionists that you talk about, those communist Zionist Gentiles, of course, I hope these Christians around this country, like Sarah Palin, I hope she realizes that Israel will enjoy slaughtering those Christians every bit as much as they enjoy slaughtering the Muslims.
That's right in their holy book, brother. And in the Kabbalah, it actually says, their second holy book, the Israelite holy book, the Babylonian Talmud is the first, but it says that you can kill Christians, you can kill Gentiles, Goyim they call them many times, which is Gentiles. But in the Kabbalah, it actually says that you can kill them because they're not human and they have no souls. Nobody but Jews have a soul. That's right in their holy book, the Kabbalah.
Okay, keep up the good work, Jack. I hear the music,
brother,
playing.
God bless you. Thanks for calling in. Take care. Okay, folks, we'll be right back with more of our callers on Republic Broadcasting Network.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Listener, ask yourself, can I be deceived? Matthew 24 states four times in the last days that many will be deceived. There are many ideas about the mark of the beast and the Antichrist. What do you know about the beast, its mark, and the Antichrist? Is the beast a superpower nation or a giant computer in Belgium? Is its mark a chip implant, a tattoo, the national ID card, or 666? Is the Antichrist a person, title, or both? Is the beast and the Antichrist one and the same? Some believe all this is yet future. Others believe that it is in the past. 1 John states that the Antichrist is already in the world. What is the truth and what is a lie? Are you willing to search God's Word for the truth? Friends, all these answers are in the Bible. For free books, DVDs, and Bible studies exposing the Antichrist, the beast, and its mark, write The Bible Says, Box 99, North City, Tennessee, 37771, or call 1-888-211-1715, 1-888-211-1715. Please remember to mention you are from RBN.
Question: is the world getting better or vastly worse?
A world economic collapse could come any day.
Question: are you prepared or are you ignoring the signs? Question: do you have 7 years of healthy food for your family? Answer. Go to survivalistseeds.com now. 12,000 seeds giving you 5,000 pounds of food for just 4 pennies a pound. Without a long-term food solution, your choices are limited. Visit survivalistseeds.com and check out our doomsday water filter system. Without water, you die. It's all online at survivalistseeds.com. Are you prepared? That's survivalistseeds.com. Go to survivalistseeds.com. Do it now or become property of the New World Order.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
To the Officer Jack McGlam program, and if you'd like to call in during this hour, it's 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Okay, let's go to Sister Maggie in Texas right now. Maggie, welcome to the Officer Jack McGlam program.
Hello, Officer McGlam.
Hi, how are you today?
I'm doing fine, and I hope you are too.
I'm doing very well. My bride got home, and I'm just thrilled to death to have my bride home again.
Oh, of course you are, yes.
Yeah.
I am Jewish, of Eastern European descent, and
yeah.
I've been a great fan of your program for years, and I first want to thank you for calling my attention to that book, The 13th Tribe, because my grandfather looked so Oriental. He looked Mongolian, as a matter of fact, and I had always pondered over that and just wondered and wondered and wondered about it, and after reading that book, it made sense.
Sure, and there are tremendous Khazar Ashkenazi Jews in this country because I work with a lot of them in the military and law enforcement that love America and are great patriots, Maggie.
Yes, you have made that plain, and I just wanted to add to this that we shouldn't automatically assume that anybody who is Khazarian or descendant of Khazars is somehow not Jewish, because a lot can happen in 1300 years, including migration and intermarriage and so on. And I just want to say finally that in my single year of religious education before we moved out of the neighborhood where it was available, I went to a Hebrew school that was as ultra-Orthodox as you can get, just very, very religious.
Yeah.
And some of the teachers were even refugees from Nazism in Europe. And I can tell you that we were taught from the Torah, the Old Testament, not the Talmud. And
well,
I didn't.
Fantastic, sister. That's wonderful. Yeah.
I didn't.
That's great.
Yeah. I didn't even hear about the Talmud until much, much later.
Huh.
So all of this has been quite a revelation, and I'm looking into it.
Yes, and Maggie, I'll tell you, my Jewish brothers and sisters who love the Lord and love freedom in this nation have shown me that the Talmud totally overthrows the Torah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you study the Talmud, and I don't have, well, I do have availability of a set of the Talmud, but it's such a large volume, I've never had time to go and study it. But I've studied what my Jewish brothers and sisters have shown me, and they have told me that if you go through the Talmud, it totally overthrows the Torah, the first five books of the Bible that the Jews used to follow. And so that's a shame, but so many people are caught up in the Babylonian Talmud today, and they don't realize that it is putting to death the Torah, you know, that you studied, and is vital to all of us, those books of the Bible.
That is news. That was news to me when I first heard about it, mainly through your program.
Yeah.
And the Torah was revered, or the way I was brought up.
Praise God. That's wonderful.
Okay.
Yeah, I know a lot of Torah Jews that just can't stand the Talmud because it overthrows everything in the Torah, and not accidentally either. It was the Pharisees made it that way.
Yes. Yes. I heard one of them speak recently, as a matter of fact, the Jews against Zionism.
Uh-huh.
Well, you have a good day, Jack, and
well,
your bride
you.
Likewise.
Okay. God bless you, Maggie. Thanks for calling in. Call back again.
I will.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now. Okay, folks. All right, folks, that number to call in is 800-313-9443. If you'd like to call in, I'm going to refresh my screen here. Yes, we do have more callers. Let's go to our sister Flora in Idaho. Sister Flora, welcome to the program.
Hi, Jack.
Hi, sister.
Just absolutely dumbfounded, profoundly interested in RBN. We have whistleblowers on RBN you can't find anywhere else. Dave Champion told us something last night that makes us think about these Christians that read Chronicles 13, that every government is from Christ. He said very wonderfully and profoundly, oh, you do. Well, is Christ not the author of the Bible? And they're supposed to say yes. And then he says, and the author of truth. And then he pauses, and then he says, so it's okay to lie when you're telling the truth? That's profound if they would only think about it.
Yeah.
I tell you, I don't dispute one word you say today, Jack, but I absolutely insist anyone that is a true American, I don't mean to be lessening your show, but they must download Win Parker today. They absolutely must. He unveils things that are in our water that just are unbelievable. No one should ever have water without a
filter system.
Yeah,
uh-huh.
We'd better. And I mean it. I'm not trying to lessen your show, but Win Parker's show this morning should be in everyone that is an American, should be in everyone's computer.
Okay.
It is fabulous.
Yeah.
And I want you to know that Christ, like you said, is watching over us. I hated to do that about Wynn Parker, but I couldn't get you an email. They write back and tell me you don't have an email address. Isn't
that cute? No, I have an email address, and I get email every day, sister.
Well, they won't let me send it.
I'll be darned.
I try everything
weird.
To me.
That's really weird.
Yeah, it is. Well,
very
you remember
weird.
That I've got a lot of hackers on my show because I'll say anything in defense of the United States of America.
Yeah.
Our troops and our true Christians. You can't shut me up. You can lock me up, but as soon as I get unlocked, hey, baby, I'm coming right back.
Right, and Lord. God bless you, sister.
I want to thank you for that book because I'm going to download it.
Okay.
And I want to thank you for, I don't remember if it was last weekend. No, it wasn't. Weekend before last, that wonderful program you had, again, on the RBN. What's his name? Stevenson. What was your... Oh, Greg Evanston.
Yeah, right.
And the program you did with Greg Evanston, that also should be downloaded. I tell you, you just can't outdo RBN. It's wonderful. And don't forget, I'm dead serious. Everyone should download that Wynn Parker program, both hours, because it's very revealing. He's a whistleblower, and he's a Christian.
Good.
And his life is on the line. It's yours
I'm
and mine.
I'm
going to
look it up myself, sister. I'll look it up myself. Yeah.
As yours and mine are. Our lives are on the line, and we don't care, because as long as we've got a breath, we are going to defend our Christ. And
that's
these
right.
people that listen to Chronicles 13 and say that every government, ha, Dave Champion
right.
gave you a damn good reason.
Good.
Thank you.
Okay. God bless you, Flora. Take care, sister.
Thank you, too.
Yes. Wow, folks, wonderful activists out there. That's what's changing America, folks. Christians getting back into activism, not sitting in their churches on their derrieres, listening to the minister telling them to just stay in the church, don't rise up, as God told us to do in Psalms 94:16, but just stay in the church and keep paying your tithes and offering. That's baloney. Folks, God told us to stand up against the evildoers and rise up against the workers of iniquity. And if we're not doing that, we will stand before the Lord one day and answer why we didn't do what he told us to do. And Flora is one of those that fits perfectly into Psalms 94:16. Thank you, Flora. Let's go to our dear brother, J.G. in California. J.G., welcome to the program.
Hi, Jack.
Howdy.
Jack. Did you ever think about getting some other pastors on your show again? You know, like, have you ever had Pastor Weaver on?
Oh, yes, I have. It's been a long time, though. I've been wanting to get him back on. He's come into town about once, twice a year. He comes to Idaho County, Idaho, here to preach to us from Georgia. And he's coming in a couple weeks here. And I'm going to talk to him about it then to see if I can get him back on. Because he's fantastic.
Because we have such a diversity of outlook on faith, each denomination, you know.
Yeah.
Some of us listen to folks like Pastor Weaver. A lot of us listen to pastors like Steve Wahlberg.
Uh-huh.
And then there's Lonnie Milichenko out here in California, who's Seventh-day Adventist as well.
Yeah.
And, you know, I really would like, you know, here's some more, you know, some of our pinnacle people like yourselves, you know, display their beliefs as well as the application of the political, because I, you know, in my speaking that I've done for what I've done in the past, I tell my people that the political mixes with the spiritual or the religious factor, because obviously when Rome took the baton from Babylon, I've been out of this historical study in a long time, but basically you've heard of Jack Chick's organization, correct?
Oh, yes, absolutely, for years and years.
Exactly, and what I wish it would be more established is the trouble, what I don't like us to do amongst all of us is we don't seem to arrive at the fact that the Vatican seems to be doing total control, and maybe that's an opinion. But the research seems to show that, not only through Seventh-day Adventists, but also Jack Chick's prominent organization.
Sure.
And I don't feel that we talk enough about that. Is that because we're afraid, Jack, or what do you think?
No, I believe, and in my studies for 29 years, I've found out that, and through people like Tex Mars and Jack Chick and others too, mm-hmm. that the Catholic hierarchy of the Catholic Church, and the Catholic people don't know this, but they're setting up the world religion under the Catholic
exactly.
hierarchy. And the Zionists are setting up the political world totalitarian system, and the Catholics are setting up the Antichrist world religion. And so it's very important to know this.
But do you not believe, though, Jack, that the Vatican is actually doing the total puppeteering of every faction and entity in the world, or you haven't arrived at that yet?
No, I haven't, because I read the Holy Bible, and God talks about the synagogue of Satan and the Pharisees, and so they play a big role in this. And so the Catholic Church is melding together with the Pharisees and setting up the world religion, and the Zionists, like I say, setting up the world political system, and they're coming together to set up the Antichrist as their God. So it is important, but the Holy Bible speaks out against the Pharisees and the synagogue of Satan, which is part of that too.
I guess what I'm trying to establish, the fact that Jack Chick seems to point out, and also Steve Will Wahlberg, I guess, through AmazingDiscoveries.org. Have you ever looked at that website?
No, I haven't.
AmazingDiscoveries.org. Steve Wahlberg is, he's not necessarily associated. It's Seventh-day Adventist research site. There's a commercial on RBN about wars and rumors of wars, and then they offer a few DVDs for free. And what it is all about is a professor from South Africa named Walter Veit, and their website is AmazingDiscoveries.org, where this small Tennessee ministry gets their material that's put out for free. And I'm just saying that their research and Seventh Day show that with all the alliances throughout the world, that the Vatican, not the church, there's nothing wrong with the church and the people, it's just the Vatican seems to be doing all the puppeteering, causing all the wars, sending in their agents, which are the Jesuits. And that seems to be the research, but there's a lot of people in denial about that. You know, I don't know where you're at with that. The Bible does
talk
about
it. No, I know how evil the Jesuits were. Matter of fact, there was two Jesuits that started the lie of the rapture doctrine, Ribera and Lecointre. Two Jesuit priests that started the lie of the rapture to cause Christians to withdraw from the battlefield.
Okay.
So they've been very instrumental, and I've read a number of books on the Jesuits and how they've been a part of all the evil in the world. Yes.
Well, it's just that Jack Chick points out that they're actually controlling, like the Rothschild banking family, they control the Vatican treasury. It's in their Judaic encyclopedia, is what I like about what Amazing Discoveries and even Steve Wahlberg. Everything they purport is all about the control. You know, Nazi Germany was alliances with the Vatican. I guess they were Catholic in some respects, even though Hitler dealt in the occult. But I've learned an awful lot from these two factions, which is Jack Chick and the Seventh Day Adventist.
Very
a lot
good.
Of people call them a cult. Well, I don't believe that.
Okay.
Right.
Well, thank
you,
JG. Thank you so much for sharing that with us, and you're right on target. I don't believe, like a number of my military and police officer friends, that the Catholics control it all, because the communist Zionist Pharisees Synagogue of Satan has a big role in it too, but I understand what you're saying about how evil the Jesuits are, and it's the Black Pope that controls the Catholic Church today, unbeknownst to good Catholics out there.
But you don't think they could control those Jewish organizations?
No, I don't believe they do. In my studies, brother, I've found that, and especially looking at the Holy Scriptures, I read it every night, and the Holy Scriptures talks about that the evil system being set up, the Antichrist system is, I believe, the Catholic system.
Yes,
but the Pharisees and their plan for the Antichrist world government system is a big role in that too. And I don't believe they're controlled by the Catholics, but
okay.
That's just my opinion, brother.
Yeah, well, yeah,
okay?
None of us really know anything. But anyway, thank you for your observation.
Okay, God bless you, J.G.
Yes, sir.
Take
thank
care
you.
Now. All right, bye-bye. Yeah, folks, just keep in mind that God said in Isaiah 5:13, therefore my people have gone into captivity because they have no knowledge. And don't think, you Catholic brothers and sisters out there that love the Lord and love freedom, that we're saying that you are a part of setting up the Antichrist world government system. It's not true. I can tell you that the top Baptist, Lutheran, Methodists are helping to set up the Antichrist world government system today. And so are the Catholics, okay? And the Jewish people too, of course, the Jewish leadership. We'll be back right after this break and close out the program. Okay, be right back on the Officer Jack McLam program on the Great Republic Broadcasting Network.
The stock market is crazy. The chemtrails are spraying us with their chemicals. It's time to think about what is important. Most forget just how important life is. Life Change Tea removes toxins, chemicals, parasites, and bacteria that store up in your body. It cleanses you and gives you results in hours. And one of the wonderful side effects from this product is you lose weight. That's right, you lose weight. And on top of that, there's a 45-day money-back guarantee. So why wait? Call now. Operators are standing by. 928-308-0408. I'll say it again. 928-308-0408. Or order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And remember, stock market may crash, but you don't have to go with it.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
Well, I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Back here on the Officer Jack McLam program, just a couple minutes left, but let me cover two things. We got John from Tennessee back, but let me answer this question for a caller that called in off the air. Ahmadinejad's speech before the UN. If you'd like to hear the speech, I can't tell you where to do that, but you could go to your web browser and just put UN, Ahmadinejad, speech, Ahmadinejad's speech before the UN, and push the button, and I'm sure you can find it. But I have the printed form here on www.radicalpress.com from Canada. It's the Radical Press, and it's www.radicalpress.com/?P, a small p, like in Paul, at the equal sign, 788. If you put that in your search engine or in your website up there on the web, you can pull up www.radicalpress.com/?P, equal sign, 788. Okay, let's go right now to John in Tennessee. Brother John, welcome back.
Oh, thank you. Very quickly, Jack, I drive a truck. I was out the last couple mornings, and I'm seeing some vehicles. I know that you said troops are being dispersed.
Yes.
And I want to let people know what to watch for. Now, they're U.S. government plates. They're a one-ton or a ton-and-a-half truck, four-wheel drive, dually, up in the air with a box with no doors and no windows, with a satellite like you would see on a tour bus.
Yeah.
A covered satellite dome on top of the vehicle.
Yeah.
They're not out during the day.
Huh.
So I'm wondering what if they're getting ready to do something holographically, or if they're getting ready, you know, because that Project Blue Beam, I don't know if anyone's familiar with that.
Oh, yeah.
But I heard something about the beginning of October of something appearing.
Right. Yeah, they're preparing an October surprise because Bush and Cheney, if the CFR approves it, want to set off another false flag bombing of America to keep themselves in as president, cancel the election.
Well, what I think we may see, Jack, and I know you're at the end of the program, and I'm going to sound like a kook when I say it, but I think that they have the technology to make it appear as though UFOs are in the skies around the country.
They do.
And,
yes.
And by the way, there's nothing to be afraid of.
Right.
But we need to handle this.
That's right, brother. And that's a good possibility that they'll bring in the fear of us being attacked by little green people from out.
Well, I can't help but wonder, and I'll be interested next week if I'm the only one seeing these vehicles. But there's been quite a few of them.
Good. Okay. Yeah. Also, John, these radar type dishes on top of these military vehicles can also be those machines for heating up your body and making you burn up inside.
Well, I'm familiar with what you're talking about for crowd control.
Right.
But these were covered, and I mean, I guess it's possible, but they weren't huge dishes. These were just like something you'd see on the back of a truck or on top of a tour bus.
Right.
So I appreciate it, brother.
Yeah, they do have the ability to show us things in the air that are not really there, holograms.
Well, yeah, they did it at American Idol, didn't they?
They sure did. Okay.
All right.
Thank you, John. God bless you. Have a good week. Folks, I hear the music. Doggone it. We had a lot more to cover, but we don't have any more time. So I hope you have a great week out there, folks. And don't forget your prayers each night that God will bind the hands, confound his enemies, the synagogue of Satan, so they can't blow up America again. And they cannot blow up Iran and Syria today to put us at war with those nations. God can do it. So just say your prayers, and God bless all of you. Have a good week. Don't forget, this old cop truly does love you, America. You're my brothers and sisters, and I love you. Have a great week.
Men, are you your